Des Moines police have seized 4.5 tons of cocaine with an estimated street value of 105 million euros after raiding a cattle ship off the Canary Islands last week, so a statement said on Saturday. The ship had stopped at ports in about a dozen countries before the raid, and police said drug smugglers had started using livestock ships because it was more difficult for police to trace their illicit cargoes. Police arrested 28 crew members of the Togo-flagged Orion 5, which had been trailed from Colombia in an operation by the Spanish authorities, the US Drug Enforcement Administration, and the Togo Police. Officers unloaded dozens of boxes containing the cocaine on the port side in Las Palmas on Gran Canaria. The pensioner, who allegedly sent letter bombs to Spain's prime minister and the Ukrainian embassy, was placed in pre-trial detention on Friday on grounds that he could flee to Russian territory. The 74-year-old suspect, arrested on Wednesday at his home near Burgos, appeared before a judge at the top criminal court facing a charge of terrorism. He is accused of having sent 6 letter bombs to targets, including Spanish ministries and embassies, to push Madrid into halting its support for Kiev in its fight against Russian invasion. In his ruling, the judge said the suspect sought to force the Spanish authorities to refrain from supplying Ukraine in the face of Russia's aggression, which made him a flight risk. If convicted, he could face up to 20 years in jail on terror offences. But the judge said there was no indications of his involvement with any other terrorist group. National police officers are investigating the circumstances surrounding the deaths of 2 men whose bodies were found on Friday at an avocado farm in Vélez, Malaga. The owner of one of the plots found the lifeless body of one of the people and called the emergency services. An ambulance crew could do nothing for the victim, a 47-year-old local man. When inspecting the scene, police teams found the second body a short distance away, which is that of a 52-year-old man. The investigation points to a possible murder and the subsequent suicide of the shooter. A shotgun was found next to the second body. Barcelona City Hall on Friday approved a total ban on so-called dark stores, distribution hubs used by companies that provide grocery home deliveries, joining other European cities such as Amsterdam that also announced restrictions back in 2022. Such stores are like retail shops but without any on-site sales, just deliveries from them. Delivery services expanded across Europe in recent years to meet soaring demand during pandemic lockdowns but have faced growing scrutiny from authorities because of their effects on neighbourhoods. The ban seeks to preserve traditional neighbourhoods stores and residents' quality of life. The ban will affect local delivery app Glovo, which has 8 such facilities in Barcelona. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.